The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Mem Dalet. We're up to Mem Gimel Amud Beit, and we're one line down on those wide lines at the very bottom. Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Levarech Me'a Berachot B'chol Yom, Shenemra Ve'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lokecha Sho'el Mi'imach. What is it that God asks of you? We read that Ma as Me'a, according to Rashi. According to others, it's not possible to say that Hashem demands of everybody to be Ma, because Ma was the darg of Moshe V'Aaron. Ma Nachnu. Must be that it's Me'a. Others learn that it's Me'a. There's Me'a Otiot in the Pasuk, since Sho'el Mi'imecha is written with a Vav Malay, according to Rabbi Natan. Or Atbash Me'a is the Atbash of Ma in Gematria. In any event, it's definitely a remez. The Tur brings that really this is a Nesmacht, obviously, Bialma, and this is a Takana that was made back at the time of David HaMelech, remarkably, and it's Merumas in the Uma Gever Hukam Al. Al is the Gematria Ayin Lamed, is 70 and 30, is 100, and it's brought in the Medrash that there was a plague that they couldn't account for, which 100 people were dying every day. And they were aimed that the takana is to be kaveya mea brachot. Okay, so between the 19 brachot of the old Shmona Esrei that still retained the name, so the 19 brachot three times a day, and then you have birchot kriyashma before and after kriyashma, and then you have the birchot haTorah, and you have birchot haShachar, and then you have every time you go to the bathroom, and then you have birchot haMazon, you have your tefillin, you have your tzitzit. It adds up to 100. The problem is that was on Shabbos. And the other days where maybe you'll make up a little bit with an extra musaf, but you're missing in every single one of those tefillot. You're missing 12 brachas, and you have 7 instead of 19. You're going to need a lot more. Maybe the extra suddas, you get in some more birkat hamazons than you normally would, perhaps. But you still need to make it up. And what did they used to make it up with? On Shabbos and Yontev, where there were fewer brachot, there's not even any tefillot either. So he would make up the missing brachot, which is the minig among the Sfardim, to be marba, different spices, davening, and in order to make up the mea brachot using spices and using migadim, treats of various kinds that are chayim in separate brachot. Yes, Tal.
the kolot.
No, it's not brought that it's connected to kolot, but it's interesting point. Only at the time that we find the hakpanon. Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Levarech Shalosh Berachot B'chol Yom. There's three brachot you got to see to it that you make every day. Elohim Sha'asani Yisrael, Shelo Asani Isha, Shelo Asani Bur. We of course don't make those brachot. There's too many boors around to make that brachot. We'll see. But actually, the positive is not a good bracha for us because we want to be able to distinguish between the various levels of the chiyuv mitzvahs. And therefore, once you say Shasani Yisrael, you're already saying that gave me the opportunity of being chayav al tayag mitzvahs. So if you put into the negative, you can work it down. You could say, okay, there's the shalom asani goy. So you know, thank God I'm not limited to 7 mitzvahs, and the shalom asani isha wouldn't have been not chayav. At least I'm not chayiv only in mitzvah sasechas van gorma. That way you can distinguish. And we're going to ask why we mention Evid. But this way, you're not able to distinguish gradually. And Memela, the Gemara continues to say that there was an actual Maisa where Rav Achbar Yaakov Shami Lebrei Davik and Mevor Shalom Asa Ani Bor. Rav Achbar Yaakov hears his son saying, the bracha who didn't make me a boor. He said, a boor like you says that. I didn't say that exactly. Kulei, ay, nami. Rashi says, one shot in Rashi is, but Adkide Kachi, are you ready to take upon yourself to make a bracha? You're not a boor. You're wonderful. Boris Summers, love and Mikra, love and Mishra, love and Eretz. So that's not nice to say about yourself. Or
that's the way we use it in English, yes?
Yeah. Or That's the way you originally used it in English. Now it's become, people lost the sense of what a bore is. But the other pshat in Rashi is that what's the point? There's no objective difference between you and the bore in terms of mitzvot. If that's what we're doing here, we're distinguishing between level and mitzvot. I mean, saying sholas ani bore. I mean, everybody is born an infant or whatever you are. The point is you have the same mitzvot. So that doesn't make sense to say. So he asked his father, v'elo mai mevarech? What should I be mevarech? Shelo asani aved. Aved, I mean, but that's the same thing as isha in terms of mitzvot, no? I mean, so why would I make that bracha if it doesn't add anything? Well, but nonetheless, there's two approaches here. One is, eved is zil tvei, meaning that he's mezulzal, so it's besides the fact that he's limited in mitzvot, you could also have been in a position in life in which you would be looked down upon without yichus, without the ownership, and so on and so forth. Another pshat is, don't read it zil tvei, but zil tafe. At this point, once you've already gone through the levels of the mitzvot, add now the question of the chashivut as well. So tafi means to add an additional mitzvah anyway. So why not add already bor? Tosis is bothered by it. Says Tosis, because a bor, it's not that matsui to find a bor. I mean, this guy's got to be really, really completely ignorant. I mean, not even to be an amoret, it's nothing. Nowadays, unfortunately, you really do find bor. Wouldn't have fit for the times, but I mean, incredible, incredible ignorance out there, and a complete and total lack of manners and decencies. It's a bore. I don't think it's Mamash the Gemara's vision of a bore. Yeah?
Isn't it that he seems to be from birth that wasn't a woman who wasn't now, this is a little different. So
yeah, exactly. That's right. That's why Rashi says the bore part. Correct. That's true. Tan Rabbanan. Chilazon, getting back to the din of the Tchelas, which is where this all comes. We had just gone through different mamorim of Rabbi Meir, and that was the love onto the Tchelet relationship. So we went on to the other things that Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. But getting back to the relationship to the Tchelet. So the Chilazon, which is the source of the Tchelet, this Chilazon, its gufo is domeliyam. Most learn that it means the coloration. Rashi learns it means it's a remiss to the shape of the sea, which is a little difficult to, maybe because of the whirlpool sense of the mollusk's shell, it's daimeliyam, so it's wavy. Riato domeladag, as far as its lifestyle, it's a type of fish. Fish, of course, in the Gemara does not mean fish biologically, it means a sea creature, a shellfish. And elsewhere it says beferish, it has a shell, that the chilazon grows a shell, it's obviously not what we would normally call a fish in English. But dag in Hebrew means a dolphin is also a dog. A whale is a dog. A dog just means a creature that lives underwater. Viole. Echad l'shivim shananot swarms. Once every 70 years. Otherwise you have to go out and deep sea trap it, which is difficult. Ubedamo tzovim tchelet. And again, the Rabbeinu Tam says, not here, but elsewhere, the Rabbeinu Tam says that the damo does not mean blood. Damo means a secretion, as we pointed out before. Different secretions are also called damo. And we use its dam to be tzoveya tchelet. And because it's so difficult to find that it's only echad l'shivim shana, that it swarms, lefichach damav yikar. And that's why it costs a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, there's Shivim Shana, there's discussion of what that would really mean.
Nice explanation. Every 7 years or so, the yam doesn't come in, and they're all exposed on the shore rather than in the water.
Could be. That's their explanation?
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's not a ma'akiv simon. I mean, it could mean something like that type of thing. We use the word echad l'shivim shana, not as a literal. It's like shalosh now. But the shivim shana means in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime, do we say in English, which is the concept of echad l'shivim shana. The Halley's Comet. You got your chance now.
That's once in several lives. How often does it come around?
70 years.
Is it every 70 years?
Yeah.
It must be something.
Yes, it is. They actually just remarkably this year made a second visit to the same comet. Spaceship visited the same comet after a 6-year orbit. The first spaceship that visited it shot a 1,000-pound copper slug at it. to see what impact it would have on the surface. Came back this year on Valentine's Day. They just published a picture, so it's absolutely in this file, to see the impact of a 6-year orbit of a comet. Absolutely astonishing. It was the same spaceship that visited another comet that brought back some of the comet tail package that brought it back to Earth. It was the craziest thing. I mean, to me, these things are like much more impressive than a moon landing. It's amazing, amazing. Can you imagine? Find them getting up to a rock. Yeah, so, you know, once in a lifetime deal. Anyway, you should know that Lamaisa, I mean, we could still call, even though it may be expensive in terms of trailers, but the kiyum and the mitzvah of tzitzit, being as you could be b'kayim it in other ways too, it's a mitzvah kala, and there's no lotas that's associated with it. It's not difficult to go into be m'kayim the mitzvah, and here this mitzvah nonetheless gives you amazing, amazing sachar. And the truth is, Tanya Omer Rabbi Natan, Ein hachako mitzvah kala shektuva b'torah she'ein matan sachara b'olam hazeh. Anything in the cheapest mitzvah in this world still gives you benefits. It doesn't mean schar mitzvah necessarily. We'll see that in this case it means the getter of shmirah from sin. And you get that benefit in olam hazeh as far as real sachar in olam haba. It's unimaginable. Any yodea kama. You want to hear just about a simple thing like the mitzvah of tzitzit and what it can do for you in life. Tzilumad mi mitzvah tzitzit. Maaseh adam achad shayaza hir bi mitzvah tzitzit. It was this guy who was tremendous chassid, very makpil on tzitzis. Yeah, a little bit of a problem with whores and so on, but that's, you know. So he once hears that there's this very, very expensive harlot who is off on an island somewhere, B'karchei Hayam, so, you know, he has to plan a trip to the Greek Isles in order to get to this whore. And, I mean, man, 400 zehuvim, I mean, that's a $4 million for a night. The guy had to save up for quite a while. Anyway, he finally sends ahead, and it was a problem because PayPal wouldn't handle that kind of transaction. So, Shigerla, it was it wasn't so pusher to get her Arbamiyat Zehuvim. This made quite an impact when it arrived on the Greek Isles, you know, a special messenger from Israel with a $4 million payment. Yeah, not bad. Anyway, so they make an appointment, Kaval Azman. So he comes, and it's time for his appointment. Bava Yashava La Petach. And he, of course, this was a waiting room, Petach. So the Shifcha in charge sees him in the waiting room, comes up, tells this whore, Oto Adam Shigelach, Arbami Adzovim, that guy he sent the money all the way from Israel. He's here. Vyashava La Petach. Omra Yisar says, let him come in. He connects. Nichnas, he comes in, and he tzialo Sheva Mitot. There's like seven beautiful beds that are going up to the heavenly sky. I mean, you Esther couldn't have done any better. He's on seventh heaven, as we say. So he got seven beds. Six of them are made out of silver. And the uppermost, as we'll see, is made out of gold. And between each layer over here, there's a sulam shel kesev. So this guy's going up to the heavens. The elyonah shel zahav. The upper one was even the ladder was gold. Anyway, she finally gets up to the top bed. Altav Yashrag, Abeo Yonaki, she Aruma. There she is, beautiful, naked on top of its top. Golden ladder and golden bed. And he comes up there, Afu Allah Le Sheva Rom Kenegda. And there he is, sitting naked next to her. All of a sudden, his tzitzis come and smack him in the face. Oh my God, man. Oh man. Bo Arbat Tzitziotav Tafchulo Al Panav. That was the end of it. You never saw a guy lose it so fast. Nishmat v'yashavlo agave karka. There he was, lying on the ground. He falls down, sits on the ground, and she comes down off of the bed v'yashavlo agave karka. She sits down on the ground next to him. She says, look, you ain't getting out of here until you tell me what turned you off. Amralo gapa sharomi. I swear by the Rome eagle, I'm not letting you out of here. I mean, Gapa Shalomi may be a reference to Caesar, Rashi says, but it's probable that it was a reference to the Kedil, because also, I mean, the Roman eagle was a symbol of Jupiter, so it's Rashi says it may be Lashon Hara, Avod Zara. Any menichatcha, I'm not letting you out of here until you tell me what was wrong. I mean, I got it. This is, you got to be frank. This is my business, you know. Ashutu Marli, Mamum Raitabi. What's wrong with me? I swear to God, I never saw a woman like you. La lo raiti yisha yafak amotech. But what am I supposed to do? We got this mitzvah Tzivani Hashem Elokeinu. That's called tzitzit. And, oh God! It says Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice in the same pasuk. Hashem tziyot chemeret mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's pretty. maybe by that point. And it says it two times. And you know the remez. Ani u'shatid li porav. Ani u'shatid li shalem sachar. So I'm the one that's going to pay you back for your big mistakes, and I'm the one who'll pay you sachar. Now, I've got these tzitzis, they're like four witnesses over here. I got four cameras on me, I can't take it. Hashem did more like Arbaidim. Amrala, so she says to him, okay, that does it. Any minichatrei ain't getting out of here. I need to know your name, your city, your rabbi's name, and the yeshiva. Mashimcha, Mashem Ircha, Mashem Rabcha, Mashem Midrashcha, Shatelo Medbo Torah. I gotta say, this was quite impressive. So, Katav.
Obviously, right. He wasn't her first under these circumstances. Like,
her first jury.
Yeah.
Katav and Atan Biyadda. So he writes it all down. She, meanwhile, gets up. She gives away all of her belongings. She gives one third of her things away to the government, so she let her alone. They weren't exactly in favor of conversion to Judaism in those days. So she paid them off using one third of her riches, l'malchut. She gave one third of her riches to the poor for tzedakah. And she took one third in her hands, but not besides which. She also took along the beautiful bedroom set with the linen and everything, you know. And she comes to the Beis Medrash. It was Rabbi Chiya's Beis Medrash. And she says, Rabbi, I want to become a Giyor. So he says to her, this is rather sudden. Shema einayich natat b'achad min ha-talmidim. Maybe like you've gotten turned on by one of my students. Otziya k'tav b'yadah. She takes out the note from the guy. You can imagine nowadays he would have the guy in his office and out the door in 10 seconds. Yeah, in those days, it wasn't like that. Amarla, she tells him over the whole story, and she gives it to him. Amarla, so he says to her, no, you win your prize. L'chi z'chi b'mikrech, go take your boy. So, otan matzaot shitzialo b'yisar, b'yisur yitzialo b'eter. She had that same beautiful bedroom set that was going to be usher. Now it was all his. Can you imagine? All
was
the heter.
No,
it was a conversion. She would have converted with him or without him. But I mean, obviously it's suitable. And, I mean, you know, I mean, he's the guy that... of course. So this is called the Matan Tzchar. Nowadays they say if you're seen anywhere near that woman again... And even kosher paper. We looked all over for it, couldn't find it. You have to know where to go. Our president, it's unbelievable. It's who you know. Huh?
Seems.
Yeah. It protects you. Being president has its perks, one could say. Wow. And Roybersh, kosher with him. Close.
It's a good tea.
Chamomile honey. Also, Yitzur Miuchat Tavshin Ayin Al. Sometimes more is less. Thank you very much. It's very sweet of you. Thank you. Anyway, so this, look at what this guy won as a prize just for keeping a mitzvah. That's in Olam Hazeh, imagine. Olam Habayi Yadei HaKama. What kind of scar?
That wasn't called Shuvah per se. It doesn't say
it was Chazer B'Tshuva, but that's not the point. Point is, he was Zohar in the midst.
It's very similar to the Hilchot Gemara with Rambam. Someone has the same.
Well, not when you got four Adim looking at you. It does tend to be a little helpful. Maybe the Tshuva too. Who knows? Omer of Yudah. Talit shu'ula kol shloshim yom piturah min hatzitzit. So if you borrow a talit, for 30 days it's potur min hatzitzit. Most learn it's always potur min hatzitzit, but after 30 days it starts looking like yours. And so memela, the rabbonon mechayev you to put in tzitzit. Mikan ve'elech chayevet.
Not even wearing them?
No.
Wearing them.
Yeah, wearing. If you once you wear it that you've had for 30 days. I mean, we don't pass on your chayiv on klikus. Taninami, okay, we find the same shear elsewhere. Hadar bepundiki, somebody who lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, he's not a kavua there. Or even if he rents a house in Chutz Laaretz, so 30 days your potter min hamezuzah. Mikan ve'elach your chayav. Whereas a socher bayit Eretz Yisrael. So over there, the point is that it's not a direct necessarily, not at least the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns the reason that he's potter is because he may change his mind, and therefore is not viewed as really living here yet. According to which, if he were actually locked into a contract, let's say, and he rents long term, so then it could be that the Shloshim Yom wouldn't be, if he can't change his mind, Rashi learns the whole point is to change his mind. In which case, it isn't really similar to the case of the Beged, because over there, it has nothing to do with changing your mind. It has to do for how long you've been there. But the idea of the fact that it's perceived as a kviut, and that in this sense, we don't assume that he's going to change his mind after Shloshim Yom, it is kavua. And therefore, it's similar in that sense as well. And even according to the way Rashi is learning. But if he rents a home in Eretz Yisrael, then he has to make a mezuzah immediately. Why? Because even if a maisa, he's not sure, we don't care. We want to make him sure. If he's got to put out $1,000 for putting mezuzahs all over the house, he's going to start getting sure
that he's not going to stay.
That he's going to stay. And what's worse is he's not allowed to take the mezuzahs down, as we learned before. So it's going to be very a real hassle to go to another place once he's got his businesses up. So he'll probably stay in his house. And even if he doesn't, the next guy who sees businesses on the door will say, now, wait a minute, I should rent this place because it's already mezuzahed up. I mean, that's better than air conditioning.
Why isn't he the next guy?
So because of that, tefillah shel yad, we said in the Mishnah, tefillah shel yad is not ma'akev, the shel rosh, not ma'akev shel yad. You put on either one. That's only if you have the other one. But if you don't have, let's say you only have a hand and you don't have a head, then you're not chayav to put on. No, that's not it. I mean, if you only have the tefillin, yeah, I'm sorry. You only have the tefillin shel yad and not of the rosh, then you can't put on the other one. And therefore, we'll see. Aval ein lo makev, which sounds absolutely crazy. So they said to him, Amrit, did you really say that? You're crazy? Of course not. Now, we know that he did say it. Why would I say a thing like that? You got to be nuts. What? Mandaletle trei mitzvah chad mitzvah nami lalavi? What would I say? The guy who can't do two mitzvahs, then better not do any mitzvahs. Does that make sense to you? Okay. But come on, he did say it. What was he thinking? Umeikara Mikasava. So what did he say when he said it? What was he thinking? He was thinking zera shema yivsha. Bottom line is, if you let the guy get away with putting it on when he only has one, he'll never get around to buying two. They say, oh, I put on my tefillin, you know. I say, I don't have the whole thing. It's like, I heard yesterday the latest thing in the U.S. in the modern Orthodox community is, do you keep the whole Shabbos or like your half Shabbos?
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. Half Shabbos is you SMS and use the phone and so on. But yeah, it's like there used to be, are you Shomer Negiah? That was the old, are you Shomer Negiah? Whatever that means. Okay. Amazing.
They call it the tefillin day, by the way. Yes. Yeah, tzitzit day from this
tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that one too. They should call it tzitzit day. Yeah, it's a great song.
And the thing we're all Chalei Shabbos. He saw the broch. He says, Eden, halt was ihr kennt. Can you buy kosher meat? Buy kosher meat. Can you come to shul on Friday night? Come to shul on Friday night. But still keep what you can. One mitzvah.
There was another story. When he came out of shul on Shabbos, one of the big balabatim drives over as he's on his way. Can I give the Rav a lift home? So he says, see, there's no Chilul Shabbos in South Africa at all. It's a complete bittel of Shabbos. They don't even know from Chilul Shabbos. Anyway, things have changed. Things have changed. You can now find Borough Park in South Africa. Whether that's an improvement, I'm not sure, but you can definitely find it. So that was his for originally Shema Yivsha. Omrev Sheshet, Kol She'enome. It's interesting, by the way, there is a phony note in the Pirush Rambam on the Mishnayot, in that Mishnah, that says that all of this is only where you have the other one, but otherwise, Regezer Shema Yivsha, in which it was inserted. It doesn't appear in the Rambam. Omer of Sheshet, Kol she'eino meniach tefillin, over b'shumona aseh. You don't put on tefillin, you're going to be over on 8 different mitzvot aseh. And Kol she'eino tzitzit b'bido, over b'chamisha aseh. This Rashi has two approaches, the 8, either that the kshartam and Vayulat Tofot Beninecha, those are 2 mitzvahs that are said on each of the 4 parshiyot, is one possibility. The other one is that he actually darshans each time the mitzvah tefillin is mentioned, Vayakiv Yacha, and then it should be La'ot, and then Vashamarta Tachuka Azot, then it says Vaya La'ot, and you have the, of course, the Kshartom Liot, Vayulat Tofot Beninecha, again in Vayayim Shamoa, and then it says Vasamtem et Dvarayela, which again is Mashma, it's referring to tefillin according to the Gemara. So altogether, that makes 8. As far as the tzitzit are concerned, you also have the various lashanas of asulam, tzitzit v'natnu al tzitzit takanam, v'hayat, v'ritem oto, and then the gedilim ta'asalacha. Okay, so you have altogether 5 references to an act of asiya, which we're calling a mitzvah asay. And the kohen, who's eino ola l'duchan, as the Rabbi Natan points out, this is only if he's called, because it says amor lahem. So if he's not ola l'duchan, he's over b'shalosh asay, which is the including the 3 psukim, which go to Varchu and the Vesamu et Shemi, and therefore he has 3 averis of an asay. If he doesn't do it, if he's not going to be shemra mezuzah on his petach, he's over with the ktaftam, which it says twice, first in the first parasha kriyat shema ktaftam al mezuzot petecha, then in the second ktaftam al mezuzot petecha visharecha v'omer eshlosh kish kol aminiach tefillin marich yamim. Someone who's makbid to put on tefillin has a long life. Shenemar Hashem aleihem yichyu. Those who keep the Shem Hashem on them, which is V'yiru Ra'u Kol HaMe'orot Shem Hashem Nikra Elecha Yichyu, will live. Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, they will live. Then the Marsha understands L'chol Bahem Chayeruchi V'Tachlimenu Tchayeni is a reference to L'chol Bahem, is including the Tefillah Shayad. Whatever is Chayeruchi that's connected to the heart becomes also the source of Rafua and Chayim Tachlimeni V'Chayeni.
Remember the great story about your son who
found
some guys out and they found
fill in? It wasn't my son, it was Rabbi Shafer. I told him. The black guy comes over to him and offers.
So
he offers him the tefillin, obviously that he had stolen from somebody's car, comes over to him and says, hey man, how much are you going to give me for this? He says, let me see. Opens it up, takes out the tefillin shalosh, takes out the tefillin shalyad, says, ah, these are great. Where's the other hand? Hey man, that's all I found. Oh no, I can't, what am I going to do with these? Oh come on man, give me $5.
Dr. Heide Commissioner.
I saw it. V'ashemen, continuing on the various mitzvahs that are not ma'akev zetze, which all began with the various parts of the menachot, the discussion which part are ma'akev, solet and shemen that are being brought in the minchat nesachim as 2 different parts in the mincha part, and that is the solet and the shemen. Those 2 are not ma'akev, the yayin, because that's the liquid part. So the shemen and solet become the solid mincha, and the wine is poured out. It's not really the same as the mincha at all, even though altogether it's called the minchat nesachim. So if you don't have the solet for shemen, you could still bring the wine. If you don't have wine, you could still bring the solet for shemen. V'lo hayayin me'akvam. Ha'matanot shel mizbeach hachitzon ein ma'akvot tzetzes. All we saw back in Zvachim, any number of matanot on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even a chatat, we pass like Beit Hillel, that only 1 matana is ma'akev, and if you leave out the other ones, it still is a kosher korban. Tana Rabbana. The pasuk says, u'minchatam v'nizkehem la'parim, la'ilim, v'la'kvasim. So minchatam v'nizkehem says, first mincha, and then nesachim. So in other words, when you're bringing the minchat nesachim, you bring the solet v'shemen first, burn it, and then you pour out the wine. Rebbe Omer, no, but it also says, Eila mo'adei Hashem, and so on, so ola mincha, zevach u'nesachim dvar yom biyomo. Zevach u'nesachim means the nesachim come immediately after the zevach, not after the minchatam v'nizkeher. So havei zevach ve'achar kach havei nesachim. Bring the nesachim immediately after bringing the korban. Wait a minute, but Rebbe, I mean, it does say, uminchatam v'nizkehem. That's a different deal. That's the halachas we had That if you did not bring the mincha together with the korban, then you can go ahead and bring it days later if you want. And when it says you could bring it balayla, it also means that you brought the zevach first without nesach. So that, those nesachim that are brought without the zevach can be brought even at night. If they were mekudesh, as we'll see with the dam of the zevach, then they have to be brought b'yom, like the zevach itself. V'rabbana nami, what do? The rabbana with zevach and nesachim? How do they explain the fact that it's mashmi should bring the nesachim, the wine, immediately after the korban and not wait till after the mincha? All that? Only by the kid Zeiri. They learn out Zeiri's halacha, which is the Omar Zeiri, in nesachim mitkachin ela b'shkitat hazevach. If you bring the minchat nesachim together with the korban, then the kedusha on the of the nesachim is dependent in the shechita of the korban. So therefore, zevach unesachim, do the zvicha, do the shechita, and that's mekadesh the nesachim. Hey, wait a minute. So that's that's true according to Rebbe too. So doesn't Rebbe need it for that? Rebbe Nami be boiled like it is a iri. Why does he turn it into the standard of what comes first if all the pasuk is trying to do is tell you what creates the kedusha? And what about the Rabbanan? Don't they also agree that you could bring minchatam v'niskehem if you bring them separately? Minchatam v'niskehem balayla, minchatam v'niskehem afilo l'machar. So if you're looking at the meaning of the pasuk, I mean, both have to agree with each other as to the usages of the pasuk. Remarkably, it all revolves around the same issue. Are you bringing the nesachim and the mincha together with the zevach or not? These two psukim line up in different ways, depending on whether it's kedushas hazevach, it's mekacha, or they're being brought at different times. And each one is they're talking past each other. Because the fact is, they both require one pasuk to tell me the din of what happens when you bring the minchat nesachim together with the zevach, and one pasuk to tell me what happens when you bring it without the zevach. That it's afilo b'layel and it's afilo b'machar. So there's got to be another issue here. Elohainu tamayo derabonan. They are darshening the pasuk of Ela Moadei Hashem Ola Umincha. Then it says Zevach and Nesachim. How do you explain that? Ola Umincha means the Mincha follows the Ola, and the Nesach then would have to follow the Mincha. That's interesting. And so then indeed Zevach and Nesachim tells me the din of the Zvicha that's Bekadesh. Ola Mincha would tell me the order. So Rebbe Nami, what do you do with that pasuk? Aktiv Ola Mincha. Okay, so obviously there are, in fact, two different sets of dinim that define those that are brought together with the zevach and those that are brought separately, that are brought afilu l'machar, which doesn't mean literally machar, at some later time. So therefore, we have to conclude as follows. The machloket Rebbe and the Rabbanan does not refer to the case where they're coming together with the zevach. Definitely, if they're with the Zevach, then there's no way out of the fact that the Torah says Ola Umincha, which means the Mincha follows the Zevach immediately, and only then you find the Nesachim. The Achtiv Ola Mincha. The only machloket is whether a different set of dinim applies when they're being brought b'fnei atzman. Ki pligi b'ba'im b'fnei atzman. Rabbanan Savre, look, if we find that when they're ba'im im hazevach, the mincha comes before the nesachim, then that ought to imply something about the chashivut of the hakrava as well. And if that's the case, even when they're ba'im b'fnei atzman nami, it should be mincha v'achakach nesachim. Whereas Rebbe says, now that's not true, because there's a good reason for us to treat it differently. If you're bringing it together with the Zevach, and the Zevach is the thing that, in those circumstances, is Mekadesh, so then doesn't it make sense to continue on with those things that are similar to the act of Zvicha, which is followed by Achila? There's a din of Achila of the meat of the Zevach. So then there's Achila of the Mincha. I'm not going to throw in wine in the middle of the courses. Therefore, I start with Achila. I then continue on. Gomar la lekula milta da Achila. I continue on with the Mincha. And then I go to the drinking. But What would be looked at as more chashev when there's no relationship to achila at all? The question of the wine or the question of the cookie? I say the wine. You know why? Nesachim radife heldimit amra shira alayu. Since shira is said by the Levim of the Beit HaMikdash at the time of the pouring out of the Nesachim, Mamela, that means, meaning the Yayin, that means that that is more chashev. Now, it's true that Nesachim HaBayim B'fnei Atzman don't require shira according to Marshitas, but nonetheless, we see Be'ikar HaDin that the Nesachim carry shira, and therefore that gives them a chashivut over and above the Achila of the Mincha. Hamatanot, Sha'al Mizbach HaChitzan, Ein Ma'akvot Zavadzo, and here we're just reviewing for a moment what we already learned so well back in Zvachim, Taner Rabbanan, Minayin L'kol HaNitanim Al Mizbeach HaChitzan, Shenitanam B'matana Achat Shekiper, Shenemar V'dam Zavachecha Yishafech, Al Mizbach HaShem Elokecha. Yishafech is one type of getting there, one shvicha, despite the fact that there may have been all kinds of dinim said what you're supposed to do lechatchila, as long as dam zvachecha yishafech, that is sufficient to achieve the kapara. Tanya, haya Rabbi Meir omer, chayav adam levarech mea brachot b'chol yom, shenemar v'ata Yisrael ma Hashem lokech sha'el miyemach mea. Reb Chiya b'Reda Reb Avia b'Shabbat of Yomei Tavi to make up for all the lost brachot. Tarach v'malelu bas parmeke u'magni. Tanya Rabbi Meir omer, chayav adam levarech shalosh brachot b'chol yom, which are she'asa ani Yisrael, she'lo asa ani isha, and she'lo asa ani bur. Reb Acha bar Yaakov shami levrei davi kemavorech she'lo asa ani bur. Omar lei, kulei ayin ani. No, Eved is Ziltvei. Or Eved Ziltafi. Tan Rabban, Chilazonze, Gufo Domelayam, Priato Domelada, Gole Hadashim Shana, Ubidamot, Sofim Techelet, Lafirak Damav Yikarim. Tanya Mar Rabbi Natan, In Lakom Mitzvah Kala, Shektuva Batora, She in Matan Scharab, Olamazel, Olamabani, Odea Kama. Of course, this happens just about everybody. You want to see the schar in Olam Hazeh, but you have to have 400 zilvim saved up. So, shama sheyesh zonah bekarchei hayam shenotelet arba meot zilvim b'schara shiger la arba meot zilvim. V'kaval azman. Those were the good old days when you could still be makpid on your tzitzis and be very zoy. There's no stira. It's not an all-or-nothing approach. Kishi igia azmano, ba v'yashav ala petach, nechnasa shifchata, v'amra la, oto adam shishiger lach, arba me'ad zuvim, ba v'yashav ala petach, umra yi ikanes, nechnas, yitzia lo sheva mitot, shish shal kesev, achat shal zahav, bein kol achat v'achat sulam shal kesev, ועליונה של זהב, עלתה וישבה גבי עליונה, כשהיא ערומה, עפו עלה לשבע רום כנגדה, בואו ארבע ציציותיו, וואם, טפח לו הפנב, נשמט וישב לו אגבי קרקע, ואף היא נשמטה וישבה אגבי קרקע, אמרה לו, קפה של רומי, איני מניחתך עד שתאמר לי, מה מום ראית בי? אמרה, מום, העבודה שלו ראיתי אישה יפה כמותך, אלא מצווה אחת ציווני השם אלוהינו, וציצית שמה, וכתוב בה, אני השם אלוהיכם שתי פעמים, אני הוא שעתיד לי פרה, אני הוא שעתיד לשלם שכר, עכשיו נדמו עליי כארבע עדים. אמרה לו, הנה מניחתך שתאמר לי מה שמך, מה שמירך, מה שמרבך, ומה שמדרשך שאתה לומד בתורה. כתב ונתן בידה, עמדה וחילקה כל נכסיה, שליש למלכות, שליש לעניים, שליש נטלה בידה חוץ מאותן מצעות, ובאת לבית מדרשו של רבי חייא, אמרה לו, רבי, צווה עליי, ויעשני גיורת. אמר לה, ביתי, שמה עינייך נתת באחד מן התלמידים? הוציאה כתב מידה ונתנה לו, אמר לה, לכי זכי במקחך. אותן מצעות שהציעה לו באיסור, הציעה לו בהתר. זה מתן שכרו בעולם הזה, בעולם הבא, איני יודע כמה. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Talit Shulako Shoshim Yom Torah Menatzitzit Mikan Ve'Elach Hayemet Tanin Amiyachi Adar B'Pundeki Beretz Yisrael or even Asocher Bayit B'Chutz Laretz Kol Shoshim Yom Patur Menat Mezuzah Mikan Ve'Elach Hayav Aval Asocher Bayit Beretz Yisrael has to be Osem Mezuzah Li'Alter Mishum Yishuv De'Eretz Yisrael Tvilah Shal Yadeinu Makev Eton Reb Chista. That's only if he has both of his tefillin. Aval Eino, he can't use one. Amru lo, you're kidding. Amru? Who? Me? Never. Amar lo, but think I'm crazy? Man, the letter tre mitzvot zuchad mitzvah nami lo lave. So why did he say it? Mikor my savar. Gzera shema yivsha. Omrev sheshit kol sheino miniach tefillin. Over b'shvana asay. וכל שאין לו ציצית בבידו עובר בחמישה עשה, וכל כהן שאין לו עולה לדוכן עובר בשלושה עשה, וכל שאין לו מזוזה בפתחו עובר בשני עשה, וכתבתם וכתבתם. ואומר ריש לקיש כל המניח תפילין, מאריך ימים, שנאמר השם עליהם יחיו, ולכל בהן חיי רוחי ותחימני ותחייני. הסולד והשמן אין מעגבין את היין, ולא היין מעגבין המתנות. ולא היין מעגבין המתנות של המזבח, החיצה, אין מעגבות זו את זו. תודה רבה. מנחתם ונזקיהם, אבי מנחה, ואחר כך אבי נסחים. רבי אומר, זבח ונזכים, פרש ופוסק, אבי זבח, אחר כך אבי נסחים. And רבי doesn't it say מנחתם ונזקיהם. That's a different thing, that's מנחתם ונזקיהם בלילה. מנחתם ונזקיהם אפילו מחר. רבנו נעמי, הכתיב זבח ונזכים? That's for Zairi, דאמר Zairi. אין נזכים מתקדשים when they are brought together with the זבח, אלא בשחיטת הזבח. רבי נעמי, למעשה, he needs it for Zairi, and רבנו, but they don't hold מנחתם ונזכיהם בלילה, מנחתם ונזכיהם אפילו למחר. אלא היינו תאמר רבנו הכתיב, עולה ומנחה, והיום ביומו. רבי נעמי, הכתיב עולה ומנחה, זבח ונזכים. אלא בבואין עם הזבח כולם על פליגי. For sure it's מנחה ואחר כך נזכים. It says, עולה ומנחה, כי פליגי בבאים מפני עצמן. רבן said, look, I mean, well, why would it be different? בבאים עם הזבח, מנחה ואחר כך נזכים. So the same thing, מפני עצמן נעמי. מנחה ואחר כך נזכים. ורבי, not necessarily. התמוד העדי דעתך באכילה, makes sense. That if you bring it together with the zebach, gomer lo kol milta da achila, and then you bring in the wine. But if there is no achila first, it's bifnei atzman, so then the wine is odif, because holding mit amra shira alayim. Hamatanot shal mizbeach achitzon, ein ma'akvot zo atzot, tan rabbanon, minayin lekol hanitanim, amizbeach achitzon, shenetanan v'matana achat, shekiper, shenemar v'dam zebachecha yishafech, על מזבח השם אלוקיך. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding on that mem dalad amen alek tana rabbana. Vilazon zehu egufo dome liyam, uvriato dome ledag. The vilazon from which the tchelas is made, its body is similar to the yam. Now, there seems to be a little bit of a problem here with the Rashi. Rashi learns gufo here is mare gufo, which brings tavnit diukno. It does not say anything about Briato. Normally, he explains that it means a reference to color. The coloration of the filazon is the name of the yam. Well, gears that we have over here, which the sheet that changes, indeed, to put in between Mara Gufo and Tavnis Diukno, to put in the word, a new Dibur HaMatfil, Briato. But the way it is now, it would mean there's the symbol of his body. In other words, the fact that it's a... That it would be a snail, a filozin, it's round and it's wavy and so on. You could also learn that the marehu, I mean the way that they try to justify the use of the current, what they're calling now, the tailus, even though it doesn't have a coloration like the yam, is that the biota that's attached to it makes it look like the yam. Okay, but it could also be referring to the mother of pearl. The mother of pearl has in it the various colorations. It looks like Udisa the Yama. I mean, nobody's quite sure really what it means. Briyasa Demladag also, it's not clear what it means. Sorry? There are little growths on it, the other biology that sticks to it. And the Briyasa Demladag, again, is a very vague kind of thing, exactly what that means. This is part of the Regina's Domel Dog, to him it's a reference to a squid. You know. Squid shoots out the dio, and he used a squid, actually, to make trellis. Probably doesn't work, really. If you analyze the color, it's not really from the squid, it's from the salamander. Is the main problem with this approach. In any event, it's Eila Ech B'Shivim Shana. It only comes up once every 70 years. Damot Salim Tcheles, L'Fichat Amagitari. You use its blood to make Tcheles. Tosis elsewhere says it doesn't mean its blood. It means Rias. It doesn't mean its blood, or it means something that's held in a different sack, which is, no matter what you learn it is, it's not going to be its blood. That's why it's so valuable, because it's only once every 70 years it comes up. Now, what exactly that's supposed to mean? Some learn that there's a cycle, so 70 years it comes up spontaneously. Others learn, the Regina brings also from an Arab that he spoke to, that was Osek in this, not an Arab, no, actually a Chinese fellow, that was Osek in Tzvias Trelas, is that what it means is that it can have a lifetime as long as 70 years, and after that it floats to the surface. But at that point you can't get any trelas out of it. It's clear from the Gemara, from Chazal, because the Lamaisa says that by Hushir Dalat Ha'aretz, by the Huzadam, so the Dalas Ha'aretz, it says Liyogvim. Liyogvim, the Medrash says, means people that are always in Tcheles. I mean, certainly something happens once every 70 years, it was going to leave a whole population there. So it's likely that it means that you don't have to be tzadik. Maybe there's a massive population explosion once every 70 years or whatever. But it's certainly not,
Approximately once every 70 years, the yam is so low, dying so far out, that all these molluscs become exposed.
Really? Why would that be?
A very low tide, and you know how close they are to the
There's a cycle once every 70 years. The truth is all in the Parshat says it's like a guzma. It means like it's very rare.
Once in a while.
Tanya Amar Rabbi Nassim, Ein lecha kol mitzvah kala shektuva b'Torah she'ein matan schara b'olam hazeh u'olam haba. There's not a single small mitzvah that's written in the Torah that doesn't have schara b'olam hazeh and b'olam haba. Any idea, kama? I can't even begin to imagine the schara b'olam haba, but I can begin to imagine schara b'olam hazeh. And of course, this is a problem with the sugya of schar mitzvah b'hayam alesa, which is really a machlokas. According to Yaakov, schar mitzvah b'hayam alesa. There's an interesting Sam Sefer, Matan Tzchar b'Olam Hazeh, and Matan Tzchar b'Olam Hazeh is an Indian of Shmira, that everybody's made a mitzvah shemeres, a lot of it. We said before, Kol Sheyesh Lo Tzitzeh is the big day, and this is a b'fisra, so that it's not really a stira. But the Meiri says, I think the pshat that's really 100% true, and that's clear from the Rambam as well. He says that the Yikr Nekuda over here is that there are elements, and that's what, as the Rambam says, Ein Zeh Sof Schara in Olam Hazeh. But there's inyanim, in other words, a mitzvah can have impact on the general matzav of a person, because after all of the briefes, as the Rambam points out, in terms of Olam Hazeh, so that the access to Olam Haba requires changes in your status in Olam Haza in order to enable you to have the tailing for Olam Haba. Yeah. Okay, it's working. Good. Okay, so we continue. So I'll review it. Talit shu'ula koshloshim yom turam in ha-mitzvot, dikan vel chayevet. Tanin ha-mi-ochi, hadar bepundiki beres Yisrael, v'asuchar bayit v'chutzlorot, koshloshim yom potur min ha-mizuzah, dikan vel chayev. So here, we know by talis, it's, if it's not yours, there's no chiev, the chalal. And in tzitzis, the only thing is that we are shloshim yom, since people relate to it as yours, the chachomim made a takana that you should put tzitzis in it. Question whether that's the same situation on the bias. The bias, after all, we learn as a chayvas hadar. So what natkamina should it make? Who lives in it? You know, some taina that mezuzah is also only drabonim. Even though it says Chayvas Hadar, it means, in addition to being Beis Cha, it also has to be used by you. But if you just own a house that's not in use, so there's no Chayvas Hadar, that's the trap. It's not that it's a deraisa on the Dar, even though he doesn't own it. That already is a machlokas. There's also, by the way, an interesting machlokas in the Achronim, about whether someone whose intent is to rent something for longer becomes Chayv right away, or whether this is a description of the actual amount of time. Also, notice the nafka mina between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only if you're living in a hotel or in a room by somebody's house that you'd be part of the first 30 days. In Chutz La'aretz, even if you rent, you're part of the 30 days. Mikan ve'el chayav. But a socher by Eretz, if you actually rent in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayav right away. Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because once you already put in a mezuzah, you don't take a mezuzah down. So, I mean, that's an expense. You ain't going to leap so quick. So, maybe that's in the Ashivet. So, and others learn the opposite chat. Is that since a person, when he's in Eretz Yisrael, feels such a sense of fears, so it's not shayach to say, but he's only here temporarily. He's here for just for 30 days. The minute you're there, you're there. So, maybe you should use the whole thing.
People
hold
2 days
and
that's
what you say?
People hold by 2 days and
that's it. That was a paid political message.
This is a beggar. We have a
meter
that it had to be on the beggar. Not necessarily
why you're
wearing it.
On the talus.
Yeah. How do we conclude that?
We're Machmir. Not to put a not to have, but not to make a bracha on a beggar Shalila that's never used the yom.
Yeah. But to have in your drawer
When does the Mishnah say that if you have only one tefillah, put on that tefillah? It's only if you have only one, you don't own the other one. But Avalenlo, if, however, he doesn't have it, Makeb, then he shouldn't put it on. Omar Lohamek? Did you say that? Omar, what? Me? What are you talking about? Well, of course I didn't say that. How can anybody say something so ridiculous? Mantle, let's say, train mitzvahs, chad mitzvah, not in a love, because he doesn't have two mitzvahs, he shouldn't even do one mitzvah. That's ridiculous. Okay, but I mean, he did say Meikara Maikatsava. What possible story indeed is there in such a thing? Truth is, he was saying it off the Gezerah, Shema Yipsha. If you allow a guy to get away with just wearing his Tzum Shalosh, he'll put off buying his Tzum Shalosh. Yeah, they're ready, and he'll end up maybe, who knows how long without a Tzum. So anyway, he said, look, you know, for some reason, you have your Tzum. So, okay, whatever. You said maybe your hand hurts, step it on your hand, whatever. Okay, that's all right. But to get away without buying it, that was his machshava, that it should be exerted, that the guy shouldn't be allowed to put on tefillin, to force him to buy tefillin. On the pshejus kosha eino miniach tefillin, over b'shmona aseh. There's eight different mitzvahs, but that doesn't mean literally from the Torah mitzvah. There's eight times the Torah is mechayev, the mitzvah of tefillin, because you have, there's a number of different shots, and how to learn it, Rashi. So there's one shot, which seems very reasonable, is that the Bahaya Kiya V'yachta, it says over there, the Farish, that it should be La'osa Yadacha, and it also says V'shamartas Achukazes, so that's already two. And then it repeats V'hayala Eis, Okay, so you have three just in Hoyekiv Yachar. By Kriyat Shema, you have Ukshat Tam, then you have Ayurato Tafos, and then you have the same thing in Loyem Shemoa. So that's seven. And then when you have the sometimes Dvarayela, is also a Drusha. Dvarayela should be Alav Avecha to put the Tvillin Shoyat to make it away. We had earlier the Drusha, so that's eight. So you'll be over on those eight Chgivim if you don't put on your Tvillin. The Choshenu Tzitzit Bigdo over Bechamisha say. And if you leave off your tzitzis, so you also have five. You have the Gedil and Tasavach, the Asulam Tzitzit, the Nua Tzitzit Akana, the Yalachem Tzitzit, and then the Re'itemoto we also see as a Chiyuv. So that's five separate Chiyuvim of Asay that you're ignoring. And the Chol Kohen, She'ino Olel Duchan, over B'Shlosha Asay, there too it says Emor Lahems, Kotavarchu, and it says V'samuchmi. So if he isn't Ela, although again, Shaila is whether it's a chiyuv on an individual kohen to be Ela b'chlal, Rabbeinu Tam learns that there's a chiyuv at least min Rabbanan. But the Emor Lahem, we also Darshan know, we just use it as one of these Asei Ramazim, that you say Lahem, it has to be to two kohanim. And less than that, there's no Emor. If there's no Emor, then there's no chiyuv min Yerais. This, by the way, is also only talking about if you were called. If there was no kriya, then there's no over.
What's the kesher with Kohen for the rest of this list?
Just that there's a separate, multiple mitzvahs.
The same thing.
What is it if they're not two Kohanim?
So then there's no kriya of Midyaraisa on this single Kohen.
And then why does that single Kohen go up and they don't call him?
Because the kriya, for sure, it says a Mor Lahem. The Shaila, whether it's a p'tur, a total p'tur, whether it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, says this is medayik from the fact that it only says not to be kohen, shnayim nikru kohanim, v'lo echad, but it doesn't say shnei kohanim olim v'lo echad, it says kohen v'lo echad, mashma and tainas, that there is a mitzvah, at least in rabbanan, to be ayla even on a kohen yechid. Kol she'inom is v'zad v'pitcho over v'shnei aseh u'chsavta repeats it in the two parashas. The Omer Shlokish Kolam iniyach filin ma'arich yomim. Someone who wears filin is ma'arich yomim. Shnemer Hashem aleihem. If the shame Hashem in the tefillin is aleihem, yichyu. That's how he's darshing the pasuk. U'lokol v'hen chayeluchi v'tachlimeni v'hachiyeni. So to all those who wear tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the blessing of the life of his spirit, Kli Yachol.
So why is Rav Chisda making the same gezerah on tzitzis with teres? Just makes it on tefillin. Just make the same gezerah that if you don't bother buying teres, you should have a gezerah.
I mean, it's the same habit.
Why doesn't he make the same on it?
There's a number of possibilities. First of all, you might hold my Rebbe, who we saw before. Also, because maybe it's leper, it's difficult to get. If you don't have it, what are you going to say? So none of us would ever be Yotze.
No, if it's available, like we said before, if it's available, we answer it. If it's available, we answer it.
Maybe. Is there any other one?
Solet
v'Hashem and Imak v'Nesayayim. So these mashma that Solet and Shemin are ma'akiv one another, as Tosis points out. Now, it's not clear where that's true from, because the Torah mentions separately the Solet and the Shemin, as separate as it does the Yain. There's nowhere in the Pasuk where it mentions that the Solet and the Shemin are ma'akiv each other. He does suggest that maybe it's just we learn it out from the normal mincha. The normal mincha is a mincha Pesachim. We'll learn that from just a regular minchas nedava. But certainly the yayin is separate. The yayin ma'akvan. So if he doesn't have yayin, he could still bring his seles and shemen for his minchas nesofa. Hamatanot yom mizbeach hachitzon in ma'akvot zivetzu, as we've seen many times. There's no ikuva in any of the single matan. As long as you gave matan ha'akas mehem, it's enough. Unless it's a mizbeach ha'pnimi, but mizbeach ha'chitzon, one is enough. It's another one. Uminchasam v'nizkehem is mashma first have mincha, ve'achakach evi nisachim. So you see that the mincha comes before the nisachim. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says no, it says zevach v'nisachim. So zevach v'nisachim is mashma that right after the zevach comes the nisachim. So after you bring the evorim, you're chayav first in the Nisachim, and then only at the end you bring the mincha. It's about focus, how to see these tzukim. Tosis learns, by the way, that this is not a reference to the mincha somebody's kehen. Is not a reference to the mincha somebody's kehen that have so many of by the parsha of Sukkot. First of all, because the Gemara asks, we need it for other things, and over there it's repeated every single day. But he learns that it's talking about Atzeres. By Atzeres, indeed, it comes in the middle of the parsha of the actual Evorim. By Sukkot, it doesn't. And therefore, it doesn't have any implication over here. So the Zevach u'Mincha, when it comes together with the Yaila, they're already a Raya to Rebbe. The Rebbe asked the Gemara, what does Rebbe do with the Pasuk Minchasam v'Nizkehem? No, that he learns. We know what we do with that. We've darshan that many times. Minchasam v'Nizkehem b'Laila. That if you're bringing the Nisachim, if they atzman, they're not coming together with the Zevach. You can bring them in the nighttime, even. You can bring them a week later. So that it's not, you don't have a chiyuv to bring it together with the Zevach necessarily. Rabbanan Ami, what do they do with Zevach and the Nisachim? They say, only by the way, it is Ziri. The Amaziri, in Nisachim et Kachim, Ela B'Shkitat HaZevach. That if you're bringing and the Sakhim together with the carbon. So then, if you hadn't yet done the Shvitah, you could change it. Remember we had before. You could say, okay, I want to bring this for another Zevach. So they're not Nikba until after the Shvitah. And that we learn not from the fact that the Torah interrelates them as Zevach and the Sakhim. So wait a minute. I mean, those in fact are valid drushes that we've dashed before. So, Taka, what do we do with the... So Rabbi Nami be boiled with the Ziri, and Rabbi Nami boiled with the Somis came along with the Somis came up to the Lubacha. Both need the other Drosha. We never found that that's a Machlokas. Elahinata, my other Rabbanim, so forget it. But the real reason that the Rabbanim hold that we're talking about the Dr. First Mincha Nisachim is Ula Umincha. Rebbe says Zevach Nisachim, but note that over here it says Ula Umincha. So Ola u'mincha means in that order, first the Ola, then the Mincha. Rebbe Nani, so what does Rebbe do with that? It says Ola u'mincha, that's not the same as Zevach and Nisachim. Indeed, see, Ola u'mincha, Ela b'boi mima Zevach kule amalo pligi, the Mincha v'yachakach and Nisachim. The truth is, if it's coming together with the Karban, yes, then the Nisachim come afterwards, because it says Ola u'mincha. The question is, what's the din when the Nisachim are not being brought together with the Zevach? So, Kipligi Babon Bifnei Atzman, what's the order of a Minchas Nisachim that includes both Yayin and Mincha? So, Rabbana said, look, I mean, it's reasonable if Mirabonim and Mazevach, Mincha, Vachachach Nisachim, Vachachach Nisachim, so Bifnei Atzman, I mean, Vachachach. So, why should we say that there's an Apkamina in the interrelationship between the Mincha portion and the Zevach portion? Just because, the Yayin portion, just because there's a Zevach that came before it. L'chora, these have nothing to do with each other. You finish your Korban Zevach, and then you bring Mincha, and then you bring Nesach. So when you're bringing just Mincha and Nesach, you should keep the same order. No. And Rabbi says, no, not true, because also the idea asked about Gola Kula Milsadachiva. The point is that if you begin eating in the Mizbeach, so you fed the Mizbeach to Ilu, the Basar of the Zevach, the Murim of the Zevach. So you're continuing to eat. If you're continuing to eat, you give a Mincha now, dessert, then you have the drinks, Nisachim in the end. But when you're bringing it Bifnei Atzman, Nisachim Radifei, over there it makes more sense. And again, we're not arguing in the Pasuk any longer. We're doing for that. So we're arguing on the Sfara. Rebbe holds that Yayin is more kosher. Because Hayodi is Amra Shira Alayu, since Lamaisa, the Torah learns that the Inyan of Shira is Mechuber to Yain, that makes it more chashiv. And we bring it therefore first because of its chashivas. In the case where you have achila, then it makes sense to begin with achilas first. Matanot yom mizbeach hakitzon emak vazurazu. Tana rabbanu minayin lekol hanitanim ma'mizbeach hakitzon. Shenatanam b'matana achat shekiper. How do we know that whatever is being brought on the outside mizbeach, it's sufficient to bring even a single one of the zrikas hadamim? Shenamar v'dam zebachecha yishafeh ha'mizbeach Hashem lekecha. Mashma, that a single v'shepicha on the mizbeach is sufficient to be mechaper. And the Maisa, as this points out, a couple of places, and this is one of them, that oftentimes the Gemara will bring a pasuk that's not true. Because if you take a look back in Zvach Murdecha, this we have need another raya. Mm-hmm. So that the obvious pasuk, and the thing that people are well versed in, will often be brought by the Gemara and relying on the fact that you'll see the drasha elsewhere of the full drasha. I'll just give you something to be collated, which is interesting because the Rambam often does this, where he just sort of makes up his own drushes. Nobody knows where he gets his drushes from. He'll bring a pasuk. Because it says this, so therefore, there's all kinds of searches that go on. Where did the Rambam get this drusha? The Shilta, he said, the Bachori, they look all over the place where it's found. Okay, but Lamaisa, does that mean that was the only market that was going on? The Megat, the Shas, and so on. Maybe it's in the Shas itself is not marked when it's told you at other times. Eventually you'll find out the right drasha. That's already a function of Gemara. But in terms of Mishnah, in other words, to know the halacha and to remember that it's familiar to the Torah, it's sufficient to understand it, even if that drasha doesn't hold in terms of drashas. Who like? Okay, what's with our appeal kit?
I'm unfortunately I've not gotten a confirmation.
Oh, no confirmation.
If we can all leave that early, we can get there before 10, but we'll get back early.
You want to just meet at the parking lot at 9:30?
I thought that's what you.
Okay, so who are our drivers? You willing to drive? One car, I'm willing to drive. Oh, really? Two cars. Do you have any more now?
What time would be the return? What time would be that?
No, I don't know. I would think finally we should. Maybe we should.
Sunday?
We'll make
it
together, Monica.
I'm not sure yet.
2 hours tops. And I think it'll be less.
Are there any other cars you want to run into?
Can we say you drive? Can you
drive? I'll try.
There's not going to be space for one.
So what's that? 8 people? 4?